Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... I've just come from delivering Lady Duck Duck, the duck who dances in a magnetic field, to show what's going on. And, I'm just going to have to look at this. I'm just coming out of a driveway. This is podcast while driving. Now, of course, obviously, the idea is podcast while driving and driving and not crashing or causing accidents. So off and away. So I can talk now. So the theme I want to cover in this particular podcast is the pathway of learning. So you have a concept that you want to teach, and you have to embed that concept in a series of accessible activities. And the concept may be too far to get in one single job. So you have your concept delivery vehicle that you have your idea of, and then you can then remove your concept there and just tweak your delivery vehicle. So this is a case of Lady Duck Duck, the duck that jives the magnetic field. I'll just introduce that. And so I teach them to plug in and observe. So this is the main thing that I'm trying to access. So what the heck is going on here? Along here. Sorry, there's a whole lot of cars turning right, and just easing my way home. I'll get home relatively soon. Lady Duck Duck, the duck who dances to the magnetic field, a duck who understands, who gets excited by magnetic fields, I think that might be a more apt way of talking about it, is a low level concept. It is still a legitimate concept in that the idea is that it teaches people not to go over the top. They get a certain confidence, and they know what's happening, so they're used to certain things through. And this happens theatrically, that something happens in a very modified form, and everyone gets trained and relaxed to see it. So in cinemas, movies and stuff like that, you will often see a sequence of events which seem quite normal to establish what normally happens, and then the unusual happens. So they may show someone selling newspapers all the time, and then and the standard things, and then you see read all about it, and a big event happens, and you can see the contrast with it. Yet people need to get habituated into what's going on. Just be careful there. So in this case, all I am interested in training people is the two facts. One, to plug in a piece of equipment and watch the effect. That's what I want to teach. The second one is to teach that it is a magnetic field generator. They're the two things I want to teach. And with that foundation, I can go a lot further than someone who's, oh my God, it's quantum mechanics, that they feel, oh, the confidence. And of course, I'm building support structure. So outside the experiment is an LCD screen, which I'll advertise with a little bit. A bit of additional information, and sort of quite egotistical, with the name of this person. This is a demonstration for this name of person. So it's on an LCD computer screen. It looks okay. I suppose people aren't wowed by this type of stuff. I think people, everything is so computerized nowadays. The fact that people have to write a computer program to do it is sort of beyond, because people don't realize that what they're doing in Word is that they're instructing a computer program, and the computer program writes a HTML page for your Word page. So your Word page can be displayed as a HTML document. And in fact, you can save something in Word and just paste. If you write something in Word, you can just paste it into your web page and it will be exact, because Word is a HTML compiler. So people really undervalue computer programming and stuff, and the stuff like that. But that's the general idea of this particular mission. And there's many, many stages to go across. That is the idea that you're not getting a cohort of students across the line by a particular date, no matter what, and assessing the students to say how far they go, so therefore driving the students. You're doing a different thing. You're trying to get ideas across, a series of ideas across the line, to embed them, to establish them. It's a sort of a focus students. If your student is not ready for it, you have to drag back, sort of like an entire class. In some classes, instantly get quantum mechanics, get everything, and they're often moving. Other classes, particularly ones who have been traditionally taught and are skeptical and are fearful, you have to stop, go back, have an exercise with them to build confidence. And some classes who really need a lot of confidence building, you have to give them very easy homework that they can correct themselves, that they can do and convince themselves. And it's sort of rather difficult. And you also have to understand that, particularly with people outside, people in positions of power and stuff like that, the assumption is that they need the ability to say they don't understand, or it needs not to be an issue. Their understanding is not an issue. And so you've got to actually try and communicate that the understanding is fresh. We don't know where you've come from. You've got a lot of things on, so we know it's going to be very difficult for you to pick this out from all the noise of everything that's going along, and get that message for them. So they've got a series of excuses they can say for what's going on. And so if I can say for anything, there's this wall of an innovation wall around people. It's not just around particular people. It's people hire people for particular jobs, and they have to keep the hobos away. They have to keep the undesirable people, the non-efficient customers. They're told to do it, so they're trained to do it, and therefore they put this particular barrier up. And so the problem to actually get the barrier is rather difficult to push up. So I'll have to write an email explaining this. I hope I get home in time not to create a big fuss. And I have to go, and in the time I was hoping I'll be able to nick in and buy some heat shrink. So heat shrink is insulation that you can slip over a wire, an exposed connection, and then heat it up. It will shrink down. And I just simply didn't have time for it. So what I'm going to have to do is just wing it. And I'm just really trying to think if I could find really there is nothing like the correct heat shrink for a job. So, this is to make the the LED liquid crystal display writing thing. I built it on this development board, made sure it worked, and then transferred it across to the other board, which was taking the motor in preparation for the Einstein pendulum. And in doing so, I had built interwire connectors. Now, those interwire connectors are not, they're prototype connectors. They're not, they're sort of breadboard connectors. And so, yes, while they'll do a breadboard okay, they won't necessarily, they're not robust like they've got 8 connectors, they're not robust enough. So I thought there's an exposed component. I can actually drop a piece of solder in on this exposed component. And of course what happened is that it expands and just releases the wire. So you just get 2 wires and a bit of, you know, old solder stuff. So I have to heat shield it. I'm sort of reticent to actually, I suppose what I really should do is go for gold and just ribbon wire, just do some ribbon wire on it, and that exposes it. So that's just possibly about half an hour's work. So I'm just thinking aloud, although I really like the colour. Because the colour allows me to not, you know, be confident that I don't make a mistake. So, when you've got a fog in your brain and you're looking for components and you're looking for tools you put down and you're distracted, it's just almost a Herculean task to actually, remember which wire goes where. And this is not just a simple one wire, this is some 8 wires, and if it doesn't work, it's sort of like just a poo to get going. But that being said, I've just got to work out doing it. And as I'm saying, I'm imagining where the ribbon wire will come out and how the ribbon wire will have to be stripped and put across. So I think I've got an idea how this functions. Oh, I'm just going up. Up here. Now the real dog's breakfast with using ribbon wire, and I'll get across to some other things, is that ribbon wire is really good going from one strip of connectors to another strip of connectors at a distance, so your comparative slight orientation, either they're parallel and so the ribbon wire moves across. Because it's like a locked parallelogram, it can't move. So it's got this inherent problem with it. Okay, just coming up. I'll be able to get across these. I'm going up the Lapstone Hill at the moment. Yeah, so there's this migration path and the ability to drop things into the migration path. But if you drop them in, if you say, look, this is my idea, and you start talking about the ideas which you drop into your migration path ahead of time with people, it's quickly, very quickly overwhelming to pick up what's going on. So if I was to speak with them and say, tell them about the quantum physics stuff and then tell them about this stuff, it'll be too much for them. If the quantum physics is too much, Then, after thought, introducing an intermediate step, it's all over. You just have to be very patient and put in the intermediate step, check that they're all there. And like in a lesson, especially with advanced students, they want to know where it's going to end. So you can just say quickly, you don't have to take this down, this is where it's going to end, but what we're going to do in this lesson is go from here to here, so they know where it's going. And this is what I call freelance teaching. You have a general problem. There's these very, very brave bushwalkers here. Now it's quarter past, so I doubt, come on, so I just have to really do. So an example of this is teaching galactic distances, and that has to be converted into actual practical things like road signs and the road signs placed in particular positions. So I would have talked this before, but then there are other satellite activities which go along with it. Now, this is like building a pancake, having a pancake activity which describes what the galaxy is like, and with a piece of chocolate for the black hole, and popping candles for supernova, ice cream for the galactic bulge, and just pancake mixture for the pancake of our Milky Way. Okay, we're just coming off around here. I think I might be able to. I'm just super going around here, hoping to catch this lights, which I have. Very good, Mr. Magoo. You've done it again, Mr. Magoo. You've done it again. And so I'll have to get back and get focused and get soldering again. So now the problem is that for all this big galaxy of things that you have to be on top of to manipulate, to move around, it's so you've got all these props to move around, and then you just only have to have the props necessary for the next scene to get across. When you're teaching actors, you can't show them all the props. You can only show them the props relevant for them to do. So when they think of a prop, they think, ah, there's a prop, and what am I going to do with it? And so with this, I've held back the story of... I haven't talked about the quantum mechanics aspect of it. And the very interesting thing is that you can see that if you say something, people... If, you know, like when I said this person, the receptionist taking this in, when I said quantum mechanics, it elicited no response whatsoever. And this is one of the interesting things, is that you have to understand that you're trying to sail things through a zone of no response whatsoever. So we'll just see how this goes. I'm through here in time. I'm just really struggling to get on top of this. So push this here. I think I've got everything here. So I'm back here at home, and that's another, hopefully, see how many minutes that took me to get back home. Small micro podcast, and the topic of that podcast is the intermediate ideas, the philosophy of developing intermediate ideas to sell an idea. When you're not ready for the kill, you're not ready for the elevator pitch, you're just prepping the path towards the elevator pitch. So that's 17 minutes. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.